Chinese, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello there, this is Dick Huddleston. Well, Squire Skimp came up with the solution for Lum's pretended broke leg. He's having a Hindu bone healer come to Pine Ridge and publicly heal Lum's leg, which will enable old Lum to throw his bandages and crutches away. Of course, what Lum don't know is that Squire's Hindu prince is just as fake as Lum's broke leg. Abner's over at the Jot-'em-Down store now telling Grandpappy Spears about the prince.
Yes, sir, Grandpap. He's a real, genuine, imitation Hindu prince. A royalty.
Oh, sassy Fred.
Well,
sassy Fred.
He is done it.
No royalties had come clean to Pine Ridge just to splice old Lum's pigeon-toed leg back together.
Well, he ain't doing it for nothing. It's costing Lum $300.
$300?
Yes, sir.
Well, for that kind of money, he'd have to be a royalty.
Well, he is one. That's what I'm telling you. I dog it, I just can't hardly wait till he gets here so I can see him eat a batch of broke glass.
Eat broke glass?
Why, sure. Them Hindus can do all that stuff. Walk on hot coals, lay around on boards full of nails, all that.
Well, I have heard about that. Must be some trick to it, though.
No, they do it. Well, you saw them at carnivals, ain't you? Swallowing swords and eating far and all that.
Yeah, but that ain't like walking on a bunch of hot coals or eating a plate of broke glass. I don't believe none of that spavin-legged junk.
Well, now, it's true. Lum showed me a picture in a magazine of one of them fellers. You ought to saw him. Outlandishest one human I ever seen. Never had hardly no clothes on at all. Just part of a sheet wrapped around him and...
Maybe he just got out of bed.
He might have. Had his head all wrapped up in a bandage, laying on a board full of nails.
Yeah, I've saw pictures like that.
Don't know why he had his head bandaged up. That ain't where the spikes were sticking him.
Well, them ain't bandages, Abner. That's his hat.
His hat?
Why, sure. It's a turban, I believe they call it.
Thought you said it was a hat.
It is. A turban is a Hindu hat, I think.
Law me, I never knowed you could talk Hindu.
Well, I never neither till just now. Another one of my hid talents, I reckon. I've done pretty good, didn't I?
Oh, sure. Well, maybe you and the prince can sit down and have a nice talk with one another.
Yeah, we could, all right.
Leastways you could if you stick to the subject of hats.
Yeah, we'll just talk about turbines.
Good idea.
Where's this prince at, anyways? Might run over and have a long chat with him.
Well, I don't believe he's in town yet.
Yeah, subject on hats.
Yeah, well, the last time I talked to Lum, he weren't here yet, Grandpap.
Well, whereabouts is he going to stay at when he does get here?
I don't know. Ain't hear nobody say. More likely, stay over that, now, wait a minute. My doggies, where would a Hindu prince stay in this town? Everybody here sleeps in beds.
Well, natural. What do you expect folks to sleep in? Hog troughs?
No, I mean this Hindu's used to sleeping on nails and spikes and all such as that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's going to think we ain't very hospitable here in town. More than likely think we're old-timey.
Well, now, here's the idea, Abner. I ain't slept in them beds over at Sister Simpson's boarding house myself, but from what I hear, some of them beds ought to do the trick.
Well, they do say it. That's just like sleeping on a board, all right.
Yeah, and with them springs sticking up through the mattresses, I believe you'd get the same effect as spikes.
Yeah, well, would do in a pinch, I reckon. Wouldn't be quite as comfort as spikes, I don't suppose.
No, but when a fella's traveling that way, he has to put up with some uncomforts. Got to rough it a little.
Yeah. Of course, now, what's he going to do for victuals?
Victuals?
Why, sure. Everybody around here eats food. Ain't nobody I know of sets a table of broke glass and ground up razor blades and all that.
No, I can't think of nobody offhand around here neither.
Oh, they don't do it, Grandpap.
Well, I guess you just have to eat over there at Luke Spears' lunchroom.
Now, Grandpap, that's carrying things too far.
Why so?
What are you trying to do, give him the indigestions? Don't forget, he's a prince. We want to make a good impress on him.
Abner, let's also not forget that Luke is my nephew, my own flesh and blood. I resent any remarks like that about our family.
Let me ask you one question, Grandpap. Can you eat that meatloaf that Luke serves?
Well, no, but who can?
All right, then.
But I'd think a varmint that swallows razor blades could handle a meatloaf all right. Wouldn't have as much flavor, I admit that.
Of course, I know what a body could do, though. Just pass a victual around everybody but him and then give him an extra, empty plate.
Empty plate?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do, starve him to death?
No, let him eat the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That's more likely the part he'd like the best. Let him eat the plate, cup, and saucer, all of this.
Yes, that's all the problem. Oh, I'd love to see him do some of that pigeon-toed junk the worst way.
Me, too. I'm just dying of the curiosities.
Hey, do you reckon maybe we can get him to put on a demonstrator again he gets done healing up Lum's pigeon-toed leg?
I don't know. I hope so. Ain't no one thing I'd rather see than to see... Wait a minute. Here comes old Lum hobbling up out there. We'll just ask him about it.
Yeah. Oh, howdy, Lum.
Doggies, I'm glad you're here, Lum. It's something we want to ask you.
Well, don't rush me. I got to rest for a minute. Granny, some.
War to a frazzle. War to a frazzle.
Yeah, well, here, sit down. Let me help you with them crutches. Here,
yeah.
Give them to me.
Granny, them things are hard to get around on.
Where you been all morning?
Oh, I've been over at the lodge hole. Squire called me and asked if I'd make the arrangements to put on the healing demonstrator over there. He couldn't do it because he had to go meet the prince.
Doggies, is the prince here already?
No, I don't know. I ain't heard yet.
Oh, I can't hardly wait.
Ask him about the glass chomping and all that, Abner.
Oh, yeah. Say, Lum, reckon we could get the prince to put on a demonstrator that other junk.
What other junk?
Oh, you know, walking on hot coals and all that.
Oh, well, I don't know. You'll have to ask Squire. The prince is his friend, not mine. All I know is I wish he'd get here and get this over with.
Doggies, Lum, you don't act very happy for a feller's going to get his broke leg mended up.
Oh, I'm happy enough about that, all right, but don't forget it's costing me $300. Every dead blame cent I've got in the world.
Yeah, well, that is high, I'll admit. Especially when he don't actually have to do no healing on you.
Abner, watch out what you say in front of Granddad. Huh? He don't know my leg ain't actual broke.
Oh, yeah, well, he don't hear nothing anybody else says anyway.
What'd you say, Abner?
Oh, nothing, Grandpap.
Sounded like you said I never heard nothing nobody else ever said.
Oh, no. I just said, I dog his way a minute. There comes Squire Skimp. Now we can ask him about the demonstrate, Grandpap.
What makes you think I never hear
just
what anybody else
it,
says?
Just skip it, Grandpap. Well, howdy, Squire. Come in. We want to ask you something.
Yeah, come on back, Squire.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
I got the lodge hall first, like you told me, Squire. But we're going to have to hire somebody to clean it up afterwards, or do it ourselves once.
Yeah, well, that's a minor matter, Lum. There's a couple other matters that are more important than that.
Well, there's another thing I want to take up, too. I want to get this dad-blame healing over with as quick as we can.
Well, I think that's a good idea, Lum. We don't want to take up any more of the prince's time than is necessary. And, two, we want to be sure and get this done before any insurance doctor shows up.
Yeah.
We've got to have a reasonable excuse for your leg being mended so soon after it was busted. Otherwise, a doctor's going to be mighty suspicious.
Squire, better not discuss that in front of certain parties.
No, what's that? Oh, yes, I understand, yes.
You talking about me again, Lum?
No, of course not, Granddad.
Something peculiar going on around here.
Say, Squire, what we want to ask you is, can we get the prince to put on an extra demonstrate? You know, walk on hot coals and all that.
He'd swallow broke glass and set on nails.
No, you mustn't do that now. We mustn't tax the prince's powers like that, no.
Well, he can do all that stuff, can he?
Oh, yes, of course, but you see, a job like healing a broken leg, that takes a lot out of a Hindu.
Yeah, but he don't actually have to do no healing on Lum.
Abner, hush up.
Huh?
We won't ask the prince to do none of that other junk. Just get my leg fixed up and let it go at that.
Yes, yeah, sir, we can't ask the great man to do any more than that, especially in consideration of the low fee that he's getting.
Low fee? $300?
Well, Lum, it's low for a man of his wealth. Of course, now, it just occurred to me that there is a way to raise the ante a little bit there. We might nick the public charge the public 25 cents a head to see him demonstrate on you.
No, we don't do no such a thing, Squire. If he ain't satisfied with the 300, we'll just call the whole thing off right here and now.
Lum, you can't do that. And I think you realize why.
Yeah, I know, but
And you said yourself we'll need some extra money to hire somebody to clean up the lodge hall and put the chairs away and all that.
I'll do that myself. We ain't charging nobody to see this.
Yeah, all right. Don't get all head up about it. We've got other problems to figure out now anyway. And the first one is we need a place for the prince to stay.
Yeah, when's he going to get here, Squire?
Well, he's already here, over at my office.
He is?
Yes, I didn't tell you. That's where I went this morning. I met him at the county seat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Doggies, we ought to have a parade for him when he come to town.
Why, sure. This ain't no way for a prince to sneak into town. Order tore a paper and throwed it up in the air and let it fall down on him. Give him a police escort.
No, that's one thing the prince has a horror of, the police. Or that is, police escorts, I mean. Very sensitive man, the prince.
Well, we could have the constable walk around town.
No, just forget that idea altogether.
What's the big problem of where he's going to stay at? Can he stay at your place, Squire?
No, Mrs. Skimp won't let him in the house. Mrs. Skimp feels that our humble abode is not grand enough for an illustrious member of the royalty like the prince.
Oh, I see.
And I checked with Sister Simpson, and she hasn't got a single vacant room at the boarding house.
Squire, I don't know whether our place is lustrous enough or not, but I'd sure be proud to put the prince up over there for the night.
No, Abner. Royalty ain't going to want to stay at
you. Well, I think that's a fine idea. And I appreciate it very much, too, Abner. I'll accept for the prince.
Well, good.
I'll go over and tell him right now he's all fixed up. Lum, you better come with me, too. I think we better have a little rehearsal before the performance tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I want to meet the prince anyway.
Why, of course.
I'll be back after a while, Abner.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. You forgot your crutches.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, hand them to me, Abner.
Yeah, all right. Here you go. Kick them.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, hurry up, Lum.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can with these dad-blame things.
I dog his grandpap. I done it. I done it.
Done what?
Don't you see? If they won't let the prince put on a demonstrate the lodge hall, why, we'll have him put one on for me and you over at my place.
Huh?
You come over here to supper tonight, too. We'll put him, put pin cushions on his chair and serve him a bowl of ground glass and get a box of hot coals for him to stand in. I don't know what all.
Jimmy, now you're cooking, Abner.
Oh, no, I tell you, grandpap, this will be a night we won't forget for a long time. Nor the prince, neither. Thank you.